say something? Maybe you can stand back in the light just a little. Yeah, just a little more, if you don't mind.
Okay, sure.
All right, thank you. Your name is?
Tony Monti. I created and executive produced the television show Celebrity Tastemakers. We were nominated tonight in the interview discussion category for the episode we did with Chaz Palminteri. It's our first nomination, and it is both something that gives me a tremendous amount of pride and also is humbling as well.
Congratulations. The show is about?
The show is about we take a celebrity each week to their favorite restaurant. On the drive to the restaurant, our host, Lisa Mateo, has a discussion with them about their career, new projects, food, and anything else that comes to mind. Arriving at the restaurant, the chef shows how to make the celebrity's favorite meal in the recipe segment. And then our celebrity guest, our host Lisa, and the restaurant's owner sit together and they talk about the restaurant, the history, the culture, the food, and anything else that comes to mind.
That's fantastic. Let me ask you a question. Did you say your last name is Monti?
M-O-N-T-E, correct.
M-O-N-T-E.
Correct.
All right, so I'm very close with the Montes.
The Montes, okay.
From Gurney's Inn. We've been partners for like a zillion years.
Okay.
And all their, I will speak a shout out for them, because all their years, and they've been a partner in many ways, they're the Nick and the people running that place.
Right. Okay.
The whole family. I think since you're doing the restaurant kind of thing,
it's all about
customer service.
Yes.
You know, the Gurney's Inn is all about the customer service. But and you two guys,
that's
you
the main
move,
man
you
right
move into light.
This is the main man right
he's
now.
He's the man.
This
is
Tony Monti, ladies and gentlemen.
Just wait for a little, please.
Any goodness or success I get from people around me.
Excuse me. This is Tony Monti. Oh, oops. Tony Monti, no, Scott Sanford,
can I
Scott Sanford, Tony Monti.
I do want to say this right now. This show is 5 years strong. Tonight is our first Emmy nomination.
Yep.
And the only reason we are here is because this lady, Sukanya Krishnan,
thank you.
One of the most beautiful people inside and out, and clearly one
Did
of the most talented,
that?
introduced me to the then general manager of PIX, Eric Meyerowitz. And he said, I am putting this show on TV, and he put his actions where his mouth is. That's why we're here. Okay. Sukanya.
All righty. Well, I couldn't ask for anything more. I got these real professionals doing this job for me.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can you let me know where this is going to air?
Yeah, I sure will. Okay. Definitely. Good news broadcast.
Good news broadcast?
Yeah, only good news. Positive shows.
We
have thousands of shows.
Out
the world talk. Depends what you're going to say.
Wrong.
All righty. No, I doubt it, but okay. Okay.
Hola.
Hola. Good job. You did very well. All right, we're still here at the Emmys, and that's a pretty dress. Say something?
If you want any words with the president, let me know.
I do, but could you get over there? Thank you. Look at that dress. I'm going to follow you around. I'm going to follow that dress around. Look at that, look at that, look at that. And you did that beautifully. You must have been in show business.
No, hardly.
Stand back just a little bit for me because the light is okay. You were never in show business? You were in show business now.
I am right now serving as the hostess for tonight as the president of this chapter's 60th anniversary gala.
60th anniversary.
Yes.
And of course you have been doing this for 60 years.
Hardly.
You're not
I wasn't even born 60 years ago. But I will say that Ed Sullivan was the very first president of the chapter, and I'm very happy to be following in his footsteps as well as Walter Cronkite's footsteps all these years later.
What's special about, and I can understand that, what's special that you feel that award group is working on right now?
Well, right now this is going to be a balancing act of taking a trip down memory lane and visiting with some of the anchors that have faced the television screens all these years, as well as the current reporters and anchors and weather people, as well as some showbiz personalities. So tonight it should be an interesting blend of personalities, including some sports stars.
Will it be broadcast as well?
This is going to be live streamed, and it will be on Facebook Live as well.
All right, good. That's great. And we'll send people over there to see the whole show, because we don't record the entire show.
Correct.
We get the joy for here right now, seeing old friends and a memory. I guess I'm still part of that memory lane because I know these guys from 40-plus years.
Of course. So it's a nostalgic trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
and
good.
I hope everyone enjoys it tonight.
All right. And talking, I'm just going to throw his name out there because I think he's been instrumental in the world of memory lane, Joe Franklin.
Yes, and unfortunately he passed away within the past year or so.
Right.
But certainly a legend.
A living legend, and man that probably has the record of the most shows ever done by any human being.
Exactly. No, he definitely left his mark on media for sure.
What is the website for the organization?
It's nyemmys.org.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks.